Hello, and welcome to the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. Independence Day is a huge celebration in the United States. People celebrate by having parades and picnics, and usually end the day with fireworks. So, what do some of these words mean? Parade. Cities and towns, large and small, across the U.S., close their main streets to make way for Independence Day parades. Clean and shiny fire trucks and school marching bands parade down the streets lined with people watching and cheering. Parade floats, which are decorated vehicles, carry local stars, like the child who won the spelling bee, or the winner of a local beauty contest. People work very hard making a parade. So the worst thing to happen on parade day is rain. To rain on someone's parade is to ruin something for someone else. Here's an example. I hate to rain on your parade, but the guy you like is not coming to the party. Picnic. On Independence Day, people in the U.S. like to eat outside. Friends, family, and neighbors will come together and picnic. Picnics are easy and fun. So when something is difficult, we say it is no picnic. Taking the TOEFL exam is no picnic. I studied for months, and it was still so hard. Fireworks. Many people around the world celebrate important days with fireworks, including the United States. Independence Day fireworks shows are explosive, bright, and colorful. The word fireworks can be used in other situations, both good and bad. For example, if two people are having a fiery argument, others may tell them to stop all the fireworks. Fireworks in this case are a bad thing. But good fireworks are exciting and beautiful, like falling in love. A kiss or touch of a lover's hand can create fireworks between two people, even couples who have been married for many years but who are deeply in love can have fireworks explode each time they kiss. If you want to see real fireworks in the U.S., visit during the 4th of July. The U.S. traditionally celebrates its freedom with huge outdoor public gatherings and fireworks at night. In Washington, D.C., for example, large crowds gather near the Washington Monument to listen to music and watch a big fireworks show. In other cities and smaller towns, local people also listen to concerts and watch fireworks explode after dark. They also play songs that celebrate the American dream. You might hear Neil Diamond's America, a song that honors the American dream and America's immigrant experience. Some songs are about the dream of the American dream, one that perhaps did not happen. In his song, American Tune, famous singer-songwriter Paul Simon paints a more complex view of the American experience. He sings of weariness, hard work, and homesickness, but promises that in the end, it will be all right.
And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying.
I'm Ana Mateo.
Oh, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower.
We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm trying to get some rest.